on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
A man who performed sexual acts on himself in front of Nottingham students has been branded by a judge as disgusting. Scott Perry was spotted on numerous occasions in wooded areas and bushes on University Park campus this summer. The 42-year-old has been sentenced to a 3-year community order after admitting 5 offences of outraging public decency. Parents of children who fell at home were more likely not to use safety gates and not to have taught their children rules about climbing on things in the kitchen. That's according to a study from researchers at the University of Nottingham. More than 200,000 under-fives attend emergency departments in the UK, and in England, more than 20,000 are admitted to hospital each year following a fall. The Chancellor has insisted there will be no slowdown in spending cuts and the country must balance its books. There are concerns George Osborne's autumn statement could pose significant challenges in the coming years. Shadow Chancellor Ed Balls says the Chancellor should be focusing on solving the cost of living crisis.
George Osborne saying he's not going to slow down spending cuts. The reality is he's been forced to accelerate spending cuts in the next Parliament. And the reason is because for all his bluster, he promised to balance the budget and he's failed to do so in this Parliament.
The US Justice Department is to launch a civil rights investigation into the death of Eric Garner after a grand jury in the US decided not to charge a white police officer following his death. Garner was put in an apparent chokehold after being accused of selling untaxed cigarettes in New York in July. The grand jury's decision has led to protests in the city. Fairy Tale of New York is the UK's most played Christmas hit. The royalties body, PPL, looked at radio airplay and public performances last year and found Lily Allen's version of Somewhere Only We Know finished second. Third place went to All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. In sport, Manchester City continue to keep the pressure on Premier League leaders Chelsea. Last night's 4-1 win over Sunderland keeps them 6 points behind Jose Mourinho's men. Manager Manuel Pellegrini says his side are back to their best, but defender Pablo Zabaleta admits to Sky Sports News they've still got plenty to do to turn around a shaky start to the season.
We cannot draw more points now because we want to cut Chelsea as soon as we can. And we know that every game is a final. And now we have another tough game on Saturday against Everton.
The weather today, a dry afternoon, highs of 5 Celsius, that's 41 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 28 minutes to 12.